is going on, fantastic people of the world, the universe, and the multiverse? Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to another exciting episode of the Chilling with Chillers podcast. I am your host, who will forever do the most, whether it's from city to city, train to train, plane to plane, or coast to freaking coast. It is your boy, and hopefully still one of your favorite podcasters to tune in and listen to, Chillest. It is April 28th, 2022. We are a few days away from the month of May. Look at the bars, man. Look at the... You see, I could really do it now. Let me stop. I am 100% retired, and I am 100% a podcaster. The only music I'm making is the sweet sounds of my voice hitting the mic. That don't even sound... Anyway, I do hope that all of you have been well. I hope you've experienced nothing but positive vibes, fantastic food, and dope people in any specific order of your choosing. And most importantly, I do hope that all of you have a place to go to when the world does the most with this Trials and Tribulations, sponsored and brought to you by Life. And the world has been on a crazy wave as of lately. As far as I can remember, when I started to take notice of it, this was back in 2019, and I have been keeping an eye on things since then, and it's just like, I don't recall a time where we've just been able to have a break, like when everyone decides to just move in harmony and peace. It just seems to be on a 10 always, so all of you, please be safe out there. I can't even begin to talk about what's been going on, and I stray away from politics just because, but there's just too much. There's enough. So I have the CNN app, right? And every now and then I'll read it, but it's gotten to the point where I just can't look at it anymore because I say to myself, I can't believe this is the world we live in. And then I just try to do my best to, you know, look at the bright side of things, stay positive, stay strong. But there's a lot going on that just make you want to stay home and stay in bed and just work with what you have and then just go from there. But that's not what this episode is about. This episode, honestly, is recorded on the spot. I really don't have anything to talk about, just some stuff that's on my mind. But I guess that's the gist of the Chillin' with Chillers podcast, right? It's never really based on anything that's going on the outside. It's more so on what's going on in a person's head. So it's what's going on the inside. And, you know, with... me being on social media as much as I can, I'm not really on as much as I used to be, I see more of a reason why it exists more than I see reasons why it shouldn't be around. I think sometimes we all need a getaway. And I'm not retracting my statements or feelings. I did. But y'all don't know that. Y'all don't remember the episode, so it's fine. That'd be crazy if somebody said, nah, actually, Chillis, on episode... No, I did say that I do take back what I say about social media because it's not what social media is doing to people. It's what people have learned to do with social media, you know, i.e. develop these personalities, talk a way they wouldn't in person, and, you know, we ran with that. But at the same time, we all need something to kind of just take our minds off of the reality of things. I'm not going that far to say that that's why the metaverse is necessary. In all honesty, I play video games and I feel like that's a metaverse to me. I don't see what good the metaverse can offer. I don't see any positives. I came across an article that I screenshot and I didn't get a chance to talk about it. But it was saying that you can have your consciousness digitally downloaded. And I'm just saying to myself, no. Would I have agreed to it if I didn't see Sword Art Online? Of course. Sword Art Online is an anime that I recommend you all watch if you're considering the metaverse long term. Like, I wouldn't mind checking it out and logging out. But I guess it's because I've had a life and experience without technology that I'm able to say no. I haven't had the luxury, or matter of fact, I haven't lived the kind of life where I'm surrounded by technology all the time. I look outside the window and I'm saying to myself, I want to go outside. I'm not saying, hey, I should check out the weather and then plugging in goggles. But I'm not saying that to criticize. See, what I'm learning now, what I have learned for a long time and really have been learning to practice, is that we're all different. And there really isn't anything in this world that we should criticize, because in some way, shape, or form, we are being criticized. We're always under someone's scope. And I'm not saying that's enough to have us stop criticizing, because you are allowed to have your opinion. But there's something out there that we do that someone finds it kind of weird. For example, I record alone. If someone started watching me and just saying, he's just talking into the mic and he has this vibrance of personality as if he's talking to people, that's weird. And I would defend it, saying that's something I like. So for those of you out there who want to invest in the metaverse, Godspeed, and I wish you all the best. And I hope it is upfront and there's no scheming involved, because again, sort out online. There'd be a thing where it's like, yeah, this is great, man. The trees look good. How do we log out? There is no logout button. I would lose my mind. I'd say to myself, I knew it. Because me, I'll tell people, hey, make sure there's a logout button. Yo, Chillis, you stupid, LOL. Then we got the goggles on. I'm just sitting by the digital tree like I told y'all. I guess I did have something. I had a topic to talk about. Just, you know, again, at its core, the Chillin' with Chillis podcast will always be a defender of people. I don't agree with everything, but when it comes to things that we just don't choose to really sit and think about, then it's like, all right, let's hear them out first. And, you know, let's find the best way. We as a society should learn to speak to others the way we want to be spoken to. A lot of us will say, you know, if you speak to me harshly, I'm going to react harshly, or I'm going to withdraw. And we'll have the power to influence or have someone have an open ear to us, meaning that they take our words to heart and they really want to know what we think. And we'll be so harsh. But then again, I'll always die on an empathy sword. I really think that's something that we should have. I am so glad that I learned the word empathy, and I've been in situations that caused me to be empathetic, because I do think that is very important. I think that's something that we need to keep in mind. Like, for example, if I don't hear from someone for a few days, maybe a month or a year, my first thought when I speak to them would not be, hey, damn, haven't heard from you. It's, how is everything? How are you doing? Is everything okay? You know, I checked in every now and then, but when you didn't respond, that's fine. You know, that's the kind of person I am. You know, often I'll hear, if I don't speak to people for a long time, oh, I see what you've been doing, you know, once again, watching social media. And I'm the kind of person, I put exactly what I want to on social media, because I know exactly what kind of response is going to give my social media, not the podcast. Everybody gonna be like, oh, so damn, Chillis, you out here playing chess on your business profile? No, I'm not doing that at all. But I do think that, well, I feel, in all honesty, that we really should take the time to put ourselves in each other's shoes. I do that with those who are experiencing the worst part of war, and that is having their homes constantly in danger, you know, their life in danger constantly. And I say to myself, you know, things could be worse. And before I go and talk about before I go on a binge where it sounds like I'm complaining, let me take time and understand who it is I'm talking to, who might be listening, who may view my life as something of a luxury, you know. But then, you know, my mind does this thing where it's like, you know, as you say that, Chillis, you sound like you're kind of giving yourself a reason to not say something when you should be able to say what it is that you're feeling. And I finally found the answer to that. You just have to say things with self-awareness. If a person reacts in a way where it's emotional and it's harsh, they're emotional at that point in time. So I'm not going to hold their words. Unless it's one of those situations where it's like you've been being coy, or you clearly have something you want to say and then you say it in anger, then that's different. But when it comes to someone just lashing out of nowhere, then I'll be like, you know what? When everything calms down and I can have that conversation and we go from there. My apologies. If it sounds like it was a brief or unexpected pause, it's because my screen went to its screensaver, but I wasn't sure if it was recording or not, so I pressed the spacebar button to get it back on, and it came back on, but then it paused it. It looks to me like you wouldn't notice it, but on off chance it sounds weird. I do have those who listen to the podcast and let me know what's going wrong tech-wise, and I appreciate you all for telling me that, because it will go right past me. I wouldn't even notice it, so thank you. But yeah, I really would hope that down the road we all develop this empathetic side to all of us. And I'm not, you know, just because I find myself empathetic, I might not be empathetic because I still might not have an open ear and mind like I thought I would. You know, I might be missing some key elements, but this is the conclusion I've come to while trying my best to be empathetic. I'm really working on being mindful of making sure that I don't sound like I'm on this high rock and my way is the right way. I might be way off. I might think I'm empathetic and it's like, hey, Chillis, you're still missing. There may be people I know that are like, Chillis, hey, you say that, but when it comes to our conversations or when it comes to me talking, you don't have that same vibe. So I'm working on making sure I am the best person I can be 100% of the time. And in turn, if I can find the best words to put together to come up with it, to come up with something that I can feel is good advice, then I will share it with others. So the title is Everything is Bueno. I only titled it that because I said it one day while I was at work, and then I said, you know what, that's the name of the episode. Of the next episode for the podcast, Everything is Bueno. That's something that I say from time to time. I'll say it dramatically, everything is bueno. And it's become something that I say, but I gave it a meaning yesterday because there was something that I was thinking about yesterday that kind of put me in a stressful place and I was worried. And then I said to myself, you know, in hindsight, speak good, feel good. Speak good, get bad, think good, feel good. I kid you not, that's something that I told myself, and I was able to feel good. And I wanted this episode to be a feel-good episode. Whatever it is that you are all going through, if you feel like it's a situation that you can't speak on, if it's multiple situations you can't speak on, if you're going through something, I want you all to just keep in mind that even if tomorrow isn't promised, if it is, and you wake up the next day, the best thing about what you're going through out of all the bad is that you were able to wake up and see another day. I know that's crazy. I have been in situations where I've carried stress over with me to the next day, and I will forget that I have that tomorrow isn't promised, and I might leave this earth stressful, and I don't want that. I might leave this earth focusing on the bad. There's elements of good in my life that I keep in mind, and that's what keeps me peaceful and having a calm, level head. That and the fact that I'm 30. Yo, being 30 now, everything that I felt I could have done in my 20s, I can't even do it. Like, I don't see myself yelling or getting into a fight. I'm not saying that that's not 30 behavior, but I'm just like, damn, you know, it hit different when you're 30. And I seen a post today that said, yo, my birth year is to the point where I go online and I scroll back and it's like I'm spinning a wheel of fortune. When it was like 2005, 2006, I only scrolled up a little bit to 1992. Now it's like 20, 19, 0, 90. That's wild. That is a wild feeling. But, I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be 30. It's good. Life is good. Life is really good, in all honesty. I look at life now and I just say to myself, yo, it's crazy because what's going on now, I never would have imagined it back then. I had a whole different view on life, a lot of people will tell you. And I was cool with how that path was going to go because I said to myself, at the end of the day, just being around the good that I was experiencing and witnessing, that was enough for me. Again, I don't say this to say that this is the cream of the crop advice and this should be followed, because the problem is now that I've noticed is that when people speak on bad experiences, they compare it to their own experiences of bad, and they don't deem it as bad. So they treat it like, it could be worse. It could be this. I think we got to stop and slow down. But before we say that, we should be mindful and say to ourselves, hey, is this something that I really should be saying? Because this may be the worst thing that they've ever gone through compared to my thing, which I might feel is worse, but just because I might feel it, that doesn't make it true. So yeah, I just want to use this podcast to just keep people mindful, to just, I guess in short, think before we speak, like really think. But then I'm an overthinker, so I gotta really think about that. I'll get back to all of you on that. Randomly, it just popped up in my head because I was talking about it with my boy Drew yesterday. Shout out my boy Drew, aka one of the secret co-hosts. We were talking about the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard trial. Actually, we talked about Erza Miller and whatever the hell is going on with him. His name has been popping up a lot. And the last thing that I heard recently, after he was arrested again, was that his role as the Flash might be in jeopardy. Mind you, with DC, I don't know what the hell is going on, because they've been taking forever to just drop one movie. Movies have been constantly pushed back, and it's like Marvel is on phase 4. And when they were on phase 1 and 2, I'm not sure, correct me if I'm wrong, they were announcing Man of Steel, Batman versus Superman, then the Justice League came out, and then that was horrible. That version, the Snyder Cut, wasn't a thing yet until he had mentioned that, yeah, this wasn't my idea, it got changed up. So when that happened, they took a little break. Then the thing with Henry Cavill, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, forgive me. But the actor who was Superman, his role was just questionable. Ben Affleck left. There was just so much going on, and Marvel was just thriving, prospering, being great, reminding everyone who Top Dog is. I have a bias. I don't know if you can all hear it. But getting back to my main point, yeah, there was a point in time where Erza Miller was I was reading about him, and it was like Erza Miller's role of being a Flash is in jeopardy. And I'm like, yo, that's crazy. And the only reason why I said that was because Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp was accused by Amber Heard of a lot of things. Forgive me. I read it, and I wasn't going to talk about it on the podcast. That's why I didn't keep it in mind. But it was one of those things where she accused him of being abusive, and that had become a thing that everyone believed and took so much away from Johnny Depp. Now Johnny Depp is showing up to court with recordings that are showing that's not true. He had a role as Jack Sparrow in the Pirates of the Caribbean for like a long time. I remember since 2001, I think, The Curse of the Black Pearl. And he was just popping up. It got to a point where I was like, damn, this ain't over yet. But they took it away. They took away his role as Jack Sparrow. So I seen a clip recently where it was like, hey, would you go back if Disney offers you money? And he was like, no. Because it's like, you didn't even believe me, or you didn't get the chance. You didn't give me the chance to explain my side of the story. You just took everything away from me, and you let Amber Heard prosper. Now, she has a role in Aquaman 2. In Aquaman, period. And she was confirmed for Aquaman 2. And I'm saying to myself, with everything that's coming out now, and Johnny Depp proving her to be a liar, she's able to keep her role. But Erza Miller gets arrested 3 times and his role is in jeopardy. Now, he did some wild, I think he tried to set somebody on fire. So I'm not trying to say he doesn't deserve his role taken away. It's just, why is it that there are so many stipulations when it comes to the same kind of punishment being dished out to other people? If it's a man being treated differently than a woman, if it's not a man being treated different than a woman, it's when a black person is treated differently than a white person. It's always something where we see what the repercussion should be, but then it's like, it's different. We got to wait to see what happens in court. And it's like, what? And that's kind of one of the main reasons why I don't speak on things politically, because you can see wrong based on your moral compass. And then there's still this thing where it's like, I hear what you're saying, but no. The Will Smith fiasco it's probably not talked about as much as it was when it first blew up and everything happened. But then again, I don't have an eye and ear everywhere on, you know, on the web. I kind of just stick to the same source for information every time. So maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But recently, Netflix pulled away from Bright 2, which I didn't even know was going to be a thing, because if I recall watching Bright 1, I don't even think there was room for a sequel. I don't remember. And then Bad Boys 4 was in jeopardy. And I'm like, damn, look how long it took for Bad Boys 3. And I'm saying to myself, Will Smith slapped Chris Rock. He apologized. He hugged him, which wasn't shown as much as... It didn't go as viral as him slapping Chris Rock. And I'm not justifying Will Smith. But then I say to myself, all of that that happened at the Oscars, you're going to carry that with you everywhere he goes. So you're going to keep in mind that he slapped somebody. But there have been so much heinous acts that have happened in Hollywood with a lot of actors and actresses and celebrities in general. But you don't see the same punishment dished out. So I just say to myself, man, I know what it is. And then I calm down and then life goes on. I know Will Smith is going to be successful regardless, and he's going to be okay regardless, because he did more than enough. This here is probably like his first strike. But you know, when it comes to you being black, you have to be reminded that you're black. You can be successful, you can have a clean slate, you do something wrong and they want to remind you. It's like there's some people out there that are waiting, he's going to slip up. He gonna slip up. Be 30 years, 20 years, and I went backwards. He could be 20 years or 30 years, and then all of a sudden they make that mistake. I told you, keep that in mind. And it's like, bro, come on now. Relax. I know what it is. I don't use the Oscars or the repercussions that are given out by higher levels of success to be like my viewpoint of what a good person is. He had a moment. We've seen that before. Where people have moments. We've experienced that where we've had moments. I don't judge his character. There's only one character I'm judging when it comes to the Smith household, and that is Jada. I feel like, in all honesty, if you used your platform to speak about how you felt about something that happened in the past, and you talked about how you were in this place, you should be able to empathize and sympathize with Will and do your best to defend him. Not saying, you know, but then again, it's like, who the hell are we to get an explanation also? Because if they are able to resolve that in their household, then that's cool. That's fine. They can take everything as long as they both defend each other. That's another thing, too. There is a bias out there online. There is a huge bias. And I'll say it because I genuinely am not, I don't think I'll get backlash for it. Because it's been spoken about by both parties. When it comes to men and women, we all agree that there's a bias. If something comes out there where a man does this, that'll be his label for the rest of his life. But a woman will be able to do something, and there's explanation upon explanation upon explanation as to why it's okay. Because it'll still be the man's fault, and that's why she's able to do that. But a man can't be under the same scope and do the same things. There's a bias. There's a bias that exists in almost everything. We all know that. And I'm just like, that's me. I mean, like, now, when I first heard about the slap, did I laugh? Yes, I did. I laughed because I need you to understand something. I was in work mode. I literally was recording. I had everything on Do Not Disturb. And then when I turned my phone off, people were telling me what happened. And I laughed because I said, it's always me. I always miss something when I decide to be responsible. And I realized that, you know, F responsibility. Let me stop. I'm not going to say that. I have family that listens to this. that listens to this. Speaking of which, shout out to my mom and her podcast, the Goodness Gracious Podcast. It is very good. She is my competition, though. I told her that. So it's over. No shout outs after this. No. It's crazy. Mother's Day is coming up, too. So I think what I'll do is I'll just I'll make her a podcast page for the IG free of charge, you know what I mean? But no, she's really thriving. She's been dropping episode after episode. At first, I told her, hey, look, you don't really have to do a back-to-back. But then I said, maybe you can. See, with me, I treat the podcast as a weekly thing. But if I'm thinking about it now, I'm like, maybe I should do an episode every day. But my recording time varies. I'm 25 minutes in right now. if I don't have anything I feel is worth talking about, it's going to be 10 minutes. I'm like, no, no. But please check out the Goodness Gracious podcast. I keep saying that I'm going to post it or post links, and I never remember to do so when I do that. But I will definitely post the link when I, I will add the link when I post the episode up on IG. So check it out. And I'm very proud of her. I don't know if she listens to my podcast to get to this point in the episode, but I am. Yeah, 20 minutes. There's really not much to talk about. At the end of the day, if things are going rough for all of you, you all know already that you can reach out to me at any time. You can email me. You can send me a message on IG. I'll do my best to be a good listener. But if you rather just take this advice, that's fine too. If you find yourself stressed out, feeling sad or upset, just think of all the good and say this mantra: everything is bueno. You could also say everything is good. I just say everything is bueno because that's my, I have a catchphrase for almost every year. I don't know what I said last year, but I have a catchphrase. This year is everything is bueno. That's what I'm going to keep telling myself whenever I come across any hard times, any stressful times. That's it. We got it, right? You know, I'm going to get that copyrighted. What do you mean I have to? All right, we'll talk. Feels good. I love this new setup. I'm hearing myself on playback, and it's just like, yo, this sounds great. It sounds really good. I'm hyped to drop another episode today, you know what I mean? Yes, I was supposed to drop another episode last week. This was supposed to be that episode, but I'm recording it really late. So that'll mean by Saturday or Sunday, another episode will drop. But since Sunday is a new week, I'll push it Saturday. I have another episode Sunday. I'm just going to record when I can. This is the freebie season, my freelance season. Still with the same game plan, but not with the same strict schedule. Because today I'm able to record because I stayed home for something else. But other than that, I will be dropping episodes. There'll still be 25 by the end of this year, but it'll be on a freer, under a freer scope. I use the word scope like 8 times. I'm about to ask everybody on my story today, how many times did Chilla say the word scope? Whoever gets it right gets a chance for a meet and greet at some point 20 years from now. I don't know. But I will speak with you all again soon. Let me know what you think of this episode. Y'all be safe, be sound, keep your feet to the ground, travel safe, eat well. Something ring a bell. I was this close. But it's cool. All right, I'll talk to all of you later. Thank you so much for listening, whether it be for 30 seconds, half the episode, or all of it. I love and I appreciate you all the same. 100%. Chillest out.